There are approximately 6,000 homeless men, women, and children in the Philadelphia area. Sunday Breakfast Rescue Mission strives to feed, clothe, and shelter every member of the homeless community that steps through our doors. At Sunday Breakfast, we serve 3 healthy meals a day on every day of the year. An average of 600 meals are served daily. With your help, Sunday Breakfast Rescue Mission will continue to ensure that no one goes hungry in Philadelphia. You can help by hosting a food drive, donating, or volunteering today. It only costs $1.95 to feed one person. Please help Sunday Breakfast Rescue Mission feed the homeless today. To make your gift or learn more, visit sundaybreakfast.org or text the word THANKS to 41444. That's text THANKS to 41444. Sunday Breakfast Rescue Mission. Provide a meal. Give hope. Change a life.
Homeworks Premium Thrift is a shopping experience unlike any other. Browse our 12,000 square foot store for gently used selection of clothing, shoes, books, kitchenware, home decor, furniture, appliances, and more. We offer free pickup of large loads and large items such as furniture and appliances. We are located in Douglasville on Route 422, and we are open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 6, Saturday, 9:30 to 4:30, and closed on Sunday. Visit us at homeworkspremiumthrift.org. Like us on Facebook. We hope you'll stop in and check us out. You'll be glad you did. We help you help others.
Your furry family members matter, too.
Hi, we're Gordon and Sue Kriebel, owners of Perk Valley Pet Eatery, a family-owned business located on Main Street in the Trapp Shopping Center. It's a family experience at Perk Valley Pet Eatery, one you won't get at chain and grocery stores. You'll find a distinct difference at Perk Valley Pet Eatery, a difference in quality and in our natural approach to your pet's care. You may not be aware of better options for your pets. So come in and discuss your pet's nutritional needs and health. Our knowledgeable hands-on staff will be happy to help you learn what's best. We've been your leaders in pioneering pet nutrition and part of our community since 2003. Come out and support our local family-owned business. We'd love to meet you and your pets.
You're the God of this.
Hope Rescue Mission is a sponsor of Your Family Matters. For 121 years, Hope Rescue Mission, located at 645 North 6th Street in Reading, has provided a daily safe haven while ministering to the spiritual, physical, and emotional needs of the homeless in Berks County. We share the hope that can only be found in Christ, transforming the lives of those in need. Our programs feed, house, clothe, and guide men so that they experience a better quality of life. Over 10,000 square feet of thrift stores are located directly behind the mission, which is open on Mondays through Fridays from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. We invite you to stop by and shop our large selection of gently used furniture, clothing, and homeless items as you support Hope. We're pleased to accept your donations of any of these items. Contact us at 610-375-4224 to arrange for a pickup at your home or business. Since the costs needed to operate and care for these men continues to grow, your support and continuing partnerships are so greatly appreciated. We receive no outside or government funding as we strive, with the Lord's guidance and direction, to restore those who seek our help to lead upright and productive lives. Please keep Hope Rescue Mission in your thoughts and prayers as we serve those in need during this harsh winter. Again, thank you, Hope Rescue Mission, for being a sponsor of Your Family Matters.
When you're in the Lehigh Valley, you're welcome to worship with us at Calvary Baptist Church, 5300 Green Pond Road in Easton, Pennsylvania. Our worship services are each Sunday at 8:45 and 10:20. We seek to be a church that practices the ABCs of the Christian faith. A, we try to appeal to all ages of people. B, be Bible-based in our preaching and teaching ministry. And C, be Christ-centered in all our ministries. God bless you and have a great day.
That was Pastor Larry Bird. Check out his website at calvarybaptistpa.org.
And smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped, so you could hold me. This child awaits, strong in the faith. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, cause I can't let it down.
Good morning. This is Carla Dedessi here at Your Family Matters, 1180 WFYL, working for your liberty here in the Philadelphia area. Remember, you can listen to Your Family Matters podcast over the last year, last week, last month at our website, 1180WFYL.com. You can listen to all of our fabulous shows there at our website. It's June, and I'm thinking about so many June-type things, a couple of pieces of housework that I need to get done are I popped into Homeworks Premium Thrift. They are one of our sponsors here at Your Family Matters. In the month of June, they are looking for full-time employment. They need someone to hire full-time. So if you're looking for work, get in touch with Homeworks Premium Thrift. 610-385-6100. I pop in there often just to browse and see what they have. They are also looking for volunteers to help about 4 hours a week. And if you are able to volunteer, they are happy to give you 25% off of shopping. So again, thank you to Homeworks Premium Thrift for being a sponsor of Your Family Matters. And I hope that somebody listening is able to volunteer, or you might need a job. Let's connect with each other and help each other out. Mercy Crisis Pregnancy Center, you know that here at Your Family Matters, we are about celebrating life. Mercy Crisis Pregnancy Center wants to wish all of you dads a very happy Father's Day. And for you families who are thinking about gifts for the dads in your life this June, they don't want you to forget about their nonprofit. You can give a gift that gives twice. You can give a gift from Mercy Crisis Pregnancy Center that goes towards giving counseling to a daddy, and they would, of course, put that gift in your father's name. So remember, Mercy Crisis Pregnancy Center, they are not only about counseling moms and babies, but they understand the importance of the father's role in protecting that family and that child. So donate at mercycrisispregnancycenter.org. June is also a time, a season of weddings. It's a beautiful time to get married. We have been invited to a wedding this month, and we're excited to attend. But I was thinking that this might be a very appropriate time to just talk about the purposes of a biblical marriage. At Your Family Matters, if we do not have our foundation in Jesus Christ, and if our family does not have a biblical marriage, we're going to have some difficulties. So today I'd like to discuss with you some things that I've been researching and reading and discussing and praying about. So I'd like to address 4 points on the purposes of biblical marriage. The first point that I think is most important when I was reading through Matthew is love. A man once asked Jesus, what is the greatest commandment? And he stated, love God and to love people. In Matthew 22, 36 through 39, I'm going to read that to you right now. So if we look at Matthew 22, 36, here we have this man saying, teacher, what is the great commandment in the law? And Jesus says to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. We have all heard those verses so many times, but have we utilized them in our marriage. I think that this is the most vital place. What better place to practice this commandment than to love our spouse? If we cannot love our spouse, how do we think that we can love others? So that is our first very important point, is to love. That is one of the purposes of biblical marriage, is to teach us how to love well. The second, I believe, is as Christians, we're created to be more Christ-like. And I believe that God uses our spouse to build godly values, godly attitudes, godly morals, character within us. I often ask myself, and many of you may ask this question, why is this happening to me? And certainly, it can be a simple yet a very profound answer, which is, this is happening to me to make me more Christ-like. I can look at this situation and it can make me more patient, more humble, more selfless, more considerate, gentle. You can place your own word there. And of course, I could go on with many more adjectives. But this person with whom God has given us to live 7 days a week, 12 months out of the year, is really a perfect place to practice being Christ-like. So that's my second point. I believe that marriage, one of the purposes, is to make us more Christ-like. The third point that I was thinking about is that our marriage is really our primary and first ministry as Christians. We're to glorify God in our marriage. We're not to be glorifying ourselves. And I know that that is really a controversial statement, and it certainly is a contrast to a marriage that does not have God at the center. Certainly, we often hear people saying, this marriage is not making me happy anymore, or I'm not getting out of this marriage what I wanted or what I expected. But that really was never the purpose of a biblical marriage. We're to glorify God in our marriage and not glorify ourselves. Marriage is a lifelong process which is designed to teach us to see the needs of another human being who was created by God in His image. And this other person is more important than we are. And again, I know that that's difficult for us to hear in this me-oriented society that we live in today. But when we look at our spouse, we are supposed to see someone who was created uniquely and marvelously by God. And he is actually more important than we are, or she is to be put above our own needs. And this can be very difficult when we're transitioning from being single and totally independent and never needing to think about someone else. And suddenly we're going into marriage where now it is two people partnering and being blended together as one. It can be very difficult. And that's why I believe it's almost a miracle, and we need God at the center of all of our marriages, the successful and happy marriages, the productive marriages. So again, it's not natural to put other needs before our own. It is only with God's supernatural help that we can make this intentional shift to make our mate, our spouse, above ourselves, to put him or her above ourselves daily. But yet that is what God asks us. And here we have the exciting part, the purpose of biblical marriage. The reward of a godly marriage is greater than anything any of us can ever imagine. God's plan for marriage is deeper, it's wider than anything we can ever create. Ephesians 3:20 reminds us of this. And in Ephesians 3:20, it specifically says, that to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Of course, that power that works in us is the Holy Spirit. So, to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. That promise is for many things, but indeed it is also for our marriages. God is going to reward us and bring us things that we could never even imagine. So the 4 points, let's review them quickly again because this is so vital, so important. One, we are to love in our marriage, love the other higher than ourselves, because Jesus asks us to do that. It's the greatest commandment. And if we're not able to love our spouse, how do we think we're going to be able to love our children, our neighbors, our pastor, our teachers? Two, as Christians, we are created to be more Christ-like. So look at your marriage and identify how you can become more like Christ in your values, in your attitudes, in your character, more patient, more humble, more selfless. Thirdly, look at your marriage as a ministry. This is your first ministry. So many of us are involved with so many ministries. We teach Sunday school. We teach daily vacation Bible school. We're writing books. We're doing curriculum. And you're doing well in all of those things. You're succeeding. You're being blessed. But if your marriage is a mess, we are failing. Your marriage is your first ministry. God has given that to you. Do not take it for granted. And then lastly, you will be rewarded in a godly marriage above and beyond anything that we can ever expect. Cling to Ephesians 3:20. I personally have been married for 18 years, and I do not have a perfect marriage, but I would never want to be married to anyone else. I truly believe that God brought us together to redeem his purposes and not my own purposes. And I'll be honest, there's many days that I do forget that. And I think that I married my husband because he's supposed to be fulfilling my needs and he's supposed to be making me happy. And then I must change my perspective from that selfish perspective that is without God to that perspective that now has my God glasses on. I call them God glasses. So put your God glasses on and see things as he's seeing them. And I'm telling you that you will just enjoy being married so very much. Some secrets for a happy marriage that I jotted down for you. For those of us who have children, you have to understand that your marriage relationship is more important than the relationship with your child. If your relationship is a struggle with your spouse, what are you teaching your children? They're watching you. So that's the first relationship that your children are learning from, and they're watching. So you and your spouse, to the best of your ability with God's help, are to be one. You're to be united, especially in front of the children. I disagree with my husband, and I know he disagrees with me often, and we try our best when that happens to look like a united front in front of our children, but then we step into a back room. Or we, later on, when it's appropriate, we will discuss without the children where our differences may lie. But it never looks good that you're not united in front of your children. And I think it's also vital that we understand that the child-parent relationship is very different than the spouse relationship, and that the marriage relationship is to be placed above the parent-child relationship. You do not want to have a child-centered marriage. That's not fun for anyone. It's not fun for the spouses, and it's definitely not fun for the child. They really do not want to be put in the center of the marriage. Another valid secret is to be courteous to each other in your marriage. Sometimes it's so easy to be cruel and disrespectful to the person that you know you're always going to be married to. He's always going to be there. She's always going to be there. She's taken your bad attitudes and your grumpiness before. Why not now? But really, this is the person to whom we should be most courteous. Sometimes I see people and I look at them and, you know, in a couple of weeks we're going to this wedding and I'll see them walk down the aisle and they're so blissful and happy and being so kind and respectful to each other. And then people even joke that the honeymoon is over and all civility is gone. There is no reason for that. We should still be most courteous in our homes and in our marriage. And yes, that means simple civilities, like using please and thank you. We have to maintain these things in our marriage. A very wise man once wrote that the happiness is made up of minute fractions, a little kiss, a smile, a heartfelt compliment. These little acts of love are what inflate our marriages. So let's all think about how we can inflate our marriages. It doesn't need to be big, extravagant gifts, big, extravagant vacations. It can be a little kiss, a kind little compliment. Tell your husband that he looks handsome today, or your wife that she looks beautiful. Let's think about inflating our marriages. Let's think about a balloon that we want to inflate. We don't want to pop our marriage and deflate our marriages or deflate that balloon. Another really important element of marriage is unity of interests. So identify something with your spouse that the two of you can share together. Is it running in the morning or a couple times a week? Is it reading a book together? Is it leading a Bible study together? Is it being on a board together and working in a ministry together? But you need to find something that you both like and pursue that interest together. For me personally, it's easy for me to slip into my world of writing my children's books, my Julia Learns series, or even spending a lot of time pursuing radio show topics and interesting people to interview. Or even if I were not doing those things, I could find myself really being encumbered by caring for my children and doing everything that there is to be done in our home. And then, of course, my husband, he's attending to his patients and his medical practice, which really does usurp so much of his time. So it is vital that he and I take great care that the separation of our duties does not lead to a separation of our hearts, that we are taking the time to unite with a common interest. And this is something that realistically probably cannot be done every day, but we need to connect on a weekly basis. Otherwise, we're going to find our marriage and each other growing further apart from one another. So little things that you can do. I listen to Lenny most attentively when he's telling me about his day and he asks me about my day. This doesn't need to be a lengthy conversation. It can just be a few minutes. And as a wife, I do need to share with him my burdens, my struggles. And husbands, you need to listen to our day, even if it sounds boring to you, because this is my day. You know, your wife is caring for your children. We're caring for your needs. We're running things well, whether we're working inside of the home or we're working outside of the home. We're all working for the common good of the family. And in the same way, I personally need to listen to all of my husband's gory surgeries and act like I am really interested in all of the carpal tunnel surgeries that he's doing, or his shoulder surgeries and his bicep tendon repairs. So I don't know what your husband is up to, but it's wonderful to take a common interest in each other's lives. My husband and I for many years taught Awanas together. We also taught Sunday school classes together. And as much as possible, we do try to pray with each other every morning before my husband goes out the door and before I start my busy day. Even if we just sit and connect in prayer for about 5 minutes. The other thing that we do to connect is that we go to all of our children's activities together. Sometimes we'll be at an event and there might be a mom there, but dad's at home watching the football game or a baseball game on television, or dad is out with his son, but mom's at home with the daughter. We try as much as possible to do everything the five of us as a family, and I know that that's difficult, but instead of staying home and washing the car or cleaning the house, we go to all of the piano activities, tennis activities, together as a family. This is Your Family Matters here with Carla Dedessi. We will be right back to finish up our discussion of the purposes of a biblical marriage. We'll also have Dr. Chris Librum here with us to talk about disaster relief in Nepal, Texas. Stay with us.
Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, because I can't let it down.
Fox News Radio, I'm Paul Stevens. The U.S. placing responsibility on China for a huge cybersecurity breach.
We're talking names, addresses, and social security numbers of the entire federal workforce. Almost every single federal agency could be affected.
Fox's Kristen Fisher in Washington. China's government calling allegations that it was behind that hack attack unproven and irresponsible. Some nasty weather in Colorado.
What started as rain in Denver ended with knee-deep hail in some spots. The damage much worse up north, where at least two tornadoes touched down in the town of Berthoud.
It's really been unlike anything we've ever seen. We actually saw the tornado from our front porch.
Their house survived, but three others were leveled and at least two dozen damaged.
Reporter Brenda Stewart. Mate, U.S. jobs numbers just in. 280,000 jobs created across the country. The unemployment rate now at 5.5%. Fox News, we report. You decide.
There are approximately 6,000 homeless men, women, and children in the Philadelphia area. Sunday Breakfast Rescue Mission strives to feed, clothe, and shelter every member of the homeless community that steps through our doors. At Sunday Breakfast, we serve 3 healthy meals a day on every day of the year. An average of 600 meals are served daily. With your help, Sunday Breakfast Rescue Mission will continue to ensure that no one goes hungry in Philadelphia. You can help by hosting a food drive, donating, or volunteering today. It only costs $1.95 to feed one person. Please help Sunday Breakfast Rescue Mission feed the homeless today. To make your gift or learn more, visit sundaybreakfast.org or text the word THANKS to 41444. That's text THANKS to 41444. Sunday Breakfast Rescue Mission. Provide a meal. Give hope. Change a life.
Homeworks Premium Thrift is a shopping experience unlike any other. Browse our 12,000 square foot store for gently used selection of clothing, shoes, books, kitchenware, home decor, furniture, appliances, and more. We offer free pickup of large loads and large items such as furniture and appliances. We are located in Douglasville on Route 422, and we are open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 6, Saturday, 9:30 to 4:30, and closed on Sunday. Visit us at homeworkspremiumthrift.org. Like us on Facebook. We hope you'll stop in and check us out. You'll be glad you did. We help you help others.
Your furry family members matter, too.
Hi, we're Gordon and Sue Kriebel, owners of Perk Valley Pet Eatery, a family-owned business located on Main Street in the Trap Shopping Center. It's a family experience at Perk Valley Pet Eatery, one you won't get at chain and grocery stores. You'll find a distinct difference at Perk Valley Pet Eatery, a difference in quality and in our natural approach to your pet's care. You may not be aware of better options for your pets. So come in and discuss your pet's nutritional needs and health. Our knowledgeable hands-on staff will be happy to help you learn what's best. We've been your leaders in pioneering pet nutrition and part of our community since 2003. Come out and support our local family-owned business. We'd love to meet you and your pets.
You're the God of this.
Hope Rescue Mission is a sponsor of Your Family Matters. For 121 years, Hope Rescue Mission, located at 645 North 6th Street in Reading, has provided a daily safe haven while ministering to the spiritual, physical, and emotional needs of the homeless in Berks County. We share the hope that can only be found in Christ, transforming the lives of those in need. Our programs feed, house, clothe, and guide men so that they experience a better quality of life. Over 10,000 square feet of thrift stores are located directly behind the mission, which is open on Mondays through Fridays from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. We invite you to stop by and shop our large selection of gently used furniture, clothing, and homeless items as you support Hope. We're pleased to accept your donations of any of these items. Contact us at 610-375-4224 to arrange for a pickup at your home or business. Since the cost needed to operate and care for these men continues to grow, your support and continuing partnerships are so greatly appreciated. We receive no outside or government funding as we strive with the Lord's guidance and direction to restore those who seek our help to lead upright and productive lives. Please keep Hope Rescue Mission in your thoughts and prayers as we serve those in need during this harsh winter. Again, thank you, Hope Rescue Mission, for being a sponsor of Your Family Matters.
When you're in the Lehigh Valley, you're welcome to worship with us at Calvary Baptist Church, 5300 Green Pond Road in Easton, Pennsylvania. Our worship services are each Sunday at 8:45 and 10:20. We seek to be a church that practices the ABCs of the Christian faith. A, we try to appeal to all ages of people. B, be Bible-based in our preaching and teaching ministry. And C, be Christ-centered in all our ministries. God bless you and have a great day.
That was Pastor Larry Bird. Check out his website at calvarybaptistpa.org.
And smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. This child awaits, strong in the faith. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let a day go. Can't let a day go.
This is Carla Desi with Your Family Matters here at 1180 WFYL. We've been discussing purposes of a biblical marriage. Thanks for joining us after our sponsors and that commercial break. I'd like to wrap up with this. I recently finished reading a book that's called Homemaking, but do not let the title discourage you. It is certainly not a book about homemaking. Everyone knows that I love historical books or books that were written, published back in the 1800s. This book, called Homemaking, was published in 1882. I love reading it. It almost gives you a lot of great wisdom, but these books also give us a little window into what was happening in society and culture at the time. But certainly in this book, there is a great wealth of information. In the first chapter in this homemaking book, which is not about homemaking, but more about, I think, marriage, really. First chapter talks about the wedded life. So in conclusion, I just want to wrap up with this final paragraph about a biblical marriage. So this book, Homemaking, states, "The presence of Christ should be sought at the marriage and his blessing on every day of wedded life. It's sad when we omit Jesus and leave him out of our marriage. No other omission could possibly make so great a want in the household. Without Christ's presence in our marriage, when friends congratulate or wish us good wishes, these are just empty words. Without Christ's benediction or blessing on our wedded life each and every day, even the fullest, richest tenderness and most true affection will fail. Because what we truly need is to satisfy our hungry hearts, which can only be found in Jesus Christ. Without this divine blessing, all the beauty, the gladness, the treasure which earth can give to a home will not bring peace that may not at any moment be broken. Surely too much is involved, too great a responsibility, too many and too precious interests to venture upon wedded life without Christ. The lessons are too hard to learn to be attempted without a divine teacher. The burdens are too heavy to be borne without a mighty helper. The perils of the way are too many to be passed through without the unerring help and guide. The duties are too delicate. The consequences of failure in them are too far-reaching and too terrible not to be taken up with wisdom and help from above." So when you are thinking about your marriage, think about it almost as being in a little tiny boat with your spouse, and you are venturing off into this great wide ocean of water. And some moments there might be a lot of storms, other moments there might be peace. Sometimes you might feel a little lost. Remember that you want God in that boat with you. You want Christ to be the center. You want Him there navigating and helping. So think about your marriage. Think about it as you're in a boat and you are venturing off on one of the most exciting adventures, and it'll be most exciting and most worthwhile if you put Jesus Christ at the center. So when you're thinking about objectives for this month to encourage your spouse, why don't you do something that you normally wouldn't do? Maybe you'll walk the dog. Maybe someone will get flowers or their favorite chocolates or favorite pistachios. My husband loves pistachios. I think they make a big mess, but he really enjoys, you know, actually opening them up and leaving the shells all over the place. Have a date night. Do a spontaneous date night. That always makes you feel really alive. Someone can do the dishes who normally doesn't do the dishes. And I know that my husband really appreciates when we give him the remote. We love watching Turner Classic Movies here in the house. So when we give him the remote and he can watch something, he knows that I really love him. So do something for your marriage this month and get in a routine of doing something for your marriage, not just once a month, but once a week, and then try and do something for your marriage once a day. So that is your objective. That is your homework here at Your Family Matters. So we have with us today Dr. Chris Librum. Is Dr. Chris with us?
Yes, I'm here.
I can't hear you very well. Are we able to make him a little bit louder?
How about
Can you hear me, Dr. Chris Librum?
I'm here.
Okay, great. So you are able to hear me. I'm going to introduce you. Thank you for joining us this morning.
You bet. Glad to be here.
Dr. Chris Librum serves as the Texas Baptist Director of Church Ministry Resources and Discovery Recovery. He and his team provide leadership and resources that extend from Sunday school curriculum to disaster recovery efforts. Dr. Librum directs the response to specific disaster recovery needs. Also exciting is that from 1984 to 1999, he coordinated the student ministry projects for the Texas Baptists, See You at the Pole. I know many of my listeners do that, and True Love Waits, two very well-known projects which he helped to develop. So, Dr. Librum, am I pronouncing your name correctly?
It's actually Librum.
Oh, thank you. I was saying it phonetically, L-I-E, but Dr. Librum, thank you for being here with us this morning.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So can you tell us a little bit about disaster relief that you are doing in Nepal, and then also share with us in Texas what is happening? And then our families would like to know how we can get involved and partner with you.
Well, the work that we do, it seems a bit technical, but we're involved in disaster recovery and not relief. Relief is the kind of work that comes immediately. It's the immediate need to food, lodging, those basic needs that people need immediately after a disaster. Our work comes in a little bit later after that in helping people to recover and restore back to where they were before the disaster. We have had a series of events, disasters, over the past month or so that has really kind of caused us to be in a little bit of a tailspin from the standpoint of just one right after another. The earthquake that happened in Nepal, obviously everyone is aware of, but then we had a series of weather events here in Texas. We had tornadoes in Van, Texas, and we had tornadoes in Mineral Wells. And then we had the series flooding 2 weeks ago in Central Texas, and so we've been trying to respond to all of those in the best way we can. Let me visit with you about Nepal. Obviously, because of the distance, we respond to things in different ways. One of the main ways that we have and will respond to Nepal is provide funding for some of our trusted partners that are in the area. And I work with an organization that is approximately 5,500 Baptist churches here in Texas. And we cooperate together. And when things like this happen, our churches immediately begin to call and to inquire about what can we do, just as you mentioned about your listeners. And so we have in place a way that people can give, they can go, and they can pray. And so any of those areas that they feel like they can be involved in, they can do that. But people want to get funds. And as we speak about Nepal, we try to find in a country a trusted partner there that we can work with and that we can provide these funds. And so that would mainly be our work in Nepal, at least at this point. There could be some opportunities later on for us to go, if people want to go, to do some extended work there in recovery. And, again, our people are always so generous, and their compassion is, it takes the form of biblical compassion. That's that compassion for people that they don't even know. And how easy it is for a problem around the world for us to hear about and see on the news and just kind of look at it and be empathetic, seeing it, and maybe even whisper a prayer for them and go on about our way. But, you know, true believers are those that have the compassion, the kind of compassion Christ had for us. And so that's what we're doing in Nepal. And we have a group called Baptist World Aid that we work with that has people on the ground. We have another group of international disaster recovery leaders called BRED. It's an acronym for Baptist Relief in Disasters. I didn't quite get all the words there for that, but it's a loosely organized group we actually have a person on the ground in Nepal who is helping us, direct us on how we can use our resources there.
Dr. Liebram, I'm glad that you made the, you gave us that you are a recovery, not relief program, because I know that my husband goes to Haiti every year, and I think many of us think that the disaster of the earthquakes in Haiti that happened, 5 years ago, that's not a problem anymore, but indeed they're actually still very much recovering from those earthquakes in Haiti. So how long do you think we're going to be recovering from the earthquakes in Nepal? Like, what's your timeline there?
Well, I'm not sure that there's a finite timeline that you can say 5 years out, it's over. For some people, it will last their lifetime. We were involved in Haiti at the very beginning, and we still are involved there in an extension manner. We have a group of relief people, our Texas Baptist men, who do relief work, and they were there immediately in Haiti. But then we came in and began to rebuild homes, and we helped. In our particular situation, we helped to rebuild a school and a church. But as an extension of that, some of our folks were made aware of orphans there that were affected by the earthquake. They lost one or both parents. Mm-hmm. So we now have a couple that is still in Haiti, and they're building an orphanage. So for them, I think they will be in Haiti for the rest of their life helping recovery of some children who lost parents. So it's hard to gauge. The only thing I could say about Nepal, it will be a long while.
Sure.
It will be a good long while, just based on the magnitude of the disaster. We did the same thing in Japan, and we did the same kind of thing in the Philippines.
Okay.
For
our families who are listening, Dr. Liebram, probably it might not be realistic that they can, if they planned a trip to Nepal this summer, that's not realistic because they probably need to get a lot of vaccinations but perhaps they might be able to help you in Texas this summer, whether it's drive across the country or jump on an airplane. Is Texas more realistic for our families who might be planning to do trips this summer?
Oh, certainly. And we have obviously abundant opportunities with what's taken place just in the past few weeks. The flood in central Texas was unprecedented, was historic. In the Wimberley-San Marcos area, I think the record flood, historical record flood in that area was like 33 feet. Excuse me, I'm dealing with a little cold this morning. But the flood gauge at 40 feet was knocked out the night of the flood. So we know that it was at least 40 feet above
wow.
flood stage. And I was standing underneath one of the bridges that lead into Wimberley the other day, and that bridge had to be at least 50 feet high just for me kind of taking my height and kind of measuring up, and the water went over that bridge. So it was just unprecedented. Water came up where people had seen it come up inches towards their house. It came up a wall of water. And so the destruction down there is pretty intense. There's all levels of folks in different economic strata that were affected, some who had very nice homes right there on the river, and then others who are middle, lower income, they're underinsured or they're uninsured. Their homes were affected with some the flood backup water that maybe they didn't live right on the river, but just the surge. So there will be ample. We're focusing mainly in three towns, Wimberley, San Marcos, and Blanco. I will pronounce it Blanco. We Texans call it Blanco. But it's a town that was affected by the flood. But in addition to that, a few days after the flood, there was a tornado that came through there. And for whatever reason, the National Disaster Declaration from FEMA did not include that county or that town of Blanco. So they will not receive some federal funds that some of their neighbors will receive. And so we have kind of targeted that area to work in. And so there will be plenty of work to do. And plenty of groups to volunteer through to get that work done. You know, labor, the church group wanted to come down and bring some adults to work down there. There would be ample things for them to do to help people, all the way from early on just clearing out mud to, you know, by midsummer into the fall, there'll probably be people will be rebuilding structures, homes, and different kinds of things that were wiped out in the flood.
Okay, so you certainly could use families then to help with the cleanup and then also down the road helping with construction.
Correct.
Okay, and so we would probably recommend families that have adolescents, like 14 and older. It might be a dangerous situation for families that have younger kids, like 8, 9, 10-year-olds. I'm not sure that we want them on construction sites.
Well, the It depends on your partner down there.
Okay.
The VOAD organization, volunteer organizations in, active in disasters, they have set a limit of 18 and above.
Okay.
But not all the groups. I would just say this, just check with the, those that you're going to work with and see what. Certainly, if you do bring minor children, it would be the best situation for them to be with their parents. Because I know in some situations they would allow children, as long as their parents are with them and are supervising them.
Because I think it's a great opportunity for the families to work on a project together. I think it really benefits that family. Then obviously it's benefiting these families or individuals who need the recovery there in Texas. How can our families here get in touch with you if they would like to learn more about what they can do in Texas? Do you have a website?
We do. It's Texas Baptist. Texas is spelled out in Baptist, all one word, B-A-P-T-I-S-T-S. There's an S on the end of Baptist, texasbaptist.org. And when you land on that front page, there's should be ample information that can take you to our disaster recovery information, where those three things that I mentioned, you can give, can go, and you can pray. And there'll be information about that, plus articles about the latest thing that's going on down there and what the latest news that we're aware of down there will be on that page.
Thank you so much, Dr. Liebram, for joining us this morning. And indeed, I know that here at 1180 WFYL, we will be praying for your efforts down there and for the families that are suffering with the floods in Texas.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
God bless all of your work. This is Carla Dedesi here at 1180 WFYL, your family. I hope that you've enjoyed today's show where we've been talking about purposes of a biblical marriage. We want to make our marriages strong so that people ask us, what do you have that we don't have? And we can share with them that God is at the center of our marriages. And then we can partner with people like Dr. Chris Liebram and his organization and help others. When we are healthy and strong as a family in our marriage, we're able to help others. And so don't forget, at least we can pray for these people who are suffering in Nepal and Texas because of the disasters that have come upon them. Remember to check out my books at Julia Learns on Facebook. Like and follow at Julia Learns on Facebook, remembering that today's readers are tomorrow's leaders. Never stop reading. Thank you for joining us today.
There are approximately 6,000 homeless men, women, and children in the Philadelphia area. Sunday Breakfast Rescue Mission strives to feed, clothe, and shelter every member of the homeless community that steps through our doors. At Sunday Breakfast, we serve 3 healthy meals a day on every day of the year. An average of 600 meals are served daily. With your help, Sunday Breakfast Rescue Mission will continue to ensure that no one goes hungry in Philadelphia. You can help by hosting a food drive, donating, or volunteering today. It only costs $1.95 to feed one person. Please help Sunday Breakfast Rescue Mission feed the homeless today. To make your gift or learn more, visit sundaybreakfast.org or text the word THANKS to 41444. That's text THANKS to 41444. Sunday Breakfast Rescue Mission. Provide a meal. Give hope. Change a life.
Homeworks Premium Thrift is a shopping experience unlike any other. Browse our 12,000 square foot store for gently used selection of clothing, shoes, books, kitchenware, home decor, furniture, appliances, and more. We offer free pickup of large loads and large items such as furniture and appliances. We are located in Douglasville on Route 422, and we are open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 6, Saturday, 9:30 to 4:30, and closed on Sunday. Visit us at homeworkspremiumthrift.org. Like us on Facebook. We hope you'll stop in and check us out. You'll be glad you did. We help you help others.
Your furry family members matter, too.
Hi, we're Gordon and Sue Kriebel, owners of Perk Valley Pet Eatery, a family-owned business located on Main Street in the Trap Shopping Center. It's a family experience at Perk Valley Pet Eatery, one you won't get at chain and grocery stores. You'll find a distinct difference at Perk Valley Pet Eatery, a difference in quality and in our natural approach to your pet's care. You may not be aware of better options for your pets, so come in and discuss your pet's nutritional needs and health. Our knowledgeable hands-on staff will be happy to help you learn what's best. We've been your leaders in pioneering pet nutrition and part of our community since 2003. Come out and support our local family-owned business. We'd love to meet you and your pets.
You're the God of this.
Hope Rescue Mission is a sponsor of Your Family Matters. For 121 years, Hope Rescue Mission, located at 645 North 6th Street in Reading, has provided a daily safe haven while ministering to the spiritual, physical, and emotional needs of the homeless in Berks County. We share the hope that can only be found in Christ, transforming the lives of those in need. Our programs feed, house, clothe, and guide men so that they experience a better quality of life. Over 10,000 square feet of thrift stores are located directly behind the mission, which is open on Mondays through Fridays from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. We invite you to stop by and shop our large selection of gently used furniture, clothing, and homeless items as you support Hope. We're pleased to accept your donations of any of these items. Contact us at 610-375-4224 to arrange for a pickup at your home or business. Since the costs needed to operate and care for these men continues to grow, your support and continuing partnerships are so greatly appreciated. We receive no outside or government funding as we strive, with the Lord's guidance and direction, to restore those who seek our help to lead upright and productive lives. Please keep Hope Rescue Mission in your thoughts and prayers as we serve those in need during this harsh winter. Again, thank you, Hope Rescue Mission, for being a sponsor of Your Family Matters.
When you're in the Lehigh Valley, you're welcome to worship with us at Calvary Baptist Church, 5300 Green Pond Road in Easton, Pennsylvania. Our worship services are each Sunday at 8:45 and 10:20. We seek to be a church that practices the ABCs of the Christian faith. A, we try to appeal to all ages of people. B, be Bible-based in our preaching and teaching ministry. And C, be Christ-centered in all our ministries. God bless you and have a great day.
That was Pastor Larry Bird. Check out his website at calvarybaptistpa.org.